Hello, and welcome to the Pace Yourself podcast. This is Coach Natalie. I hope you all are doing so well. And I want to give you a quick background on me for all of those who are new here. My name is Natalie, and I have been running for about 10 years. And after a lot of education and a lot of experience, I decided that I want to take my expertise and love and passion for the sport to just dive straight into coaching and helping other people. So now I coach athletes across the world to reach their goals and stay injury free. So follow me on Instagram at RunCoachNat. Every other week, you're also going to hear me on here, and we are going to dive into stuff on the podcast, some tips, some insights, and I hope you all really enjoy that. Jamie created this podcast for beginner runners. So what's better than having an experienced runner and a coach who works with beginners on the daily to give you some quick and free, might I add, tips? Okay, so this week on the podcast, we are going to do a deep dive into everything you need to know about runner nutrition so that you can optimize performance and keep yourself energized on the trails and on the roads. So before I dive into that, I do want to be clear here. I am certified in sports nutrition, but I am not a registered dietitian. So keep in mind that everything I say on here is a recommendation. If you are having any sort of serious health problems with nutrition, please go to a registered dietitian. Please go to a doctor. Reminder, I am a coach. I have a degree in exercise and sports science. I have taken courses on sports nutrition. I have a coaching education minor. I am a certified personal trainer. But I am not a registered dietitian. Okay? These are recommendations. This is from experience and education. But I am not a doctor. Cool. Take it or leave it. Whatever works for you guys, all right? And today we are just going to break down the essentials, what to eat and kind of what that means, when to eat it, and then kind of how to keep your body fueled and ready to go. So nothing too complicated, but I am super excited to dive into it with you guys. Okay, let's start with the basics. All right, nutrition plays a crucial role in runners' performance and recovery, and just overall health and well-being. So whether you're running for fun, you're running for health or performance, it is good to know how to fuel your body for all levels of activity and health, okay? So we're going to start with a little bit of education here. And I would love so much to dive into the science of it, but it is quite a process, and diving into it, I would have to go so deep and we would be on here for about 2 hours, and I think I would lose all of you, and I would love to just keep it simple to the basics and help you out. So the basics of all nutrition start with three main macronutrients. This isn't any diet. Three main macronutrients that your body takes in, okay? Carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. So carbohydrates, you've probably heard of them as a runner. They are extremely important, and you're often going to hear them referred to also as carbs. It's the same thing. So I want to dive into carbs first. They are the primary source of energy for runners. Primary source. And honestly, it's for runners, but it's really for any person or athlete in general. Like, carbs are it. They are taken in by our body. They are stored in the form of glycogen in your muscles and your liver. When you run, your body relies on the glycogen for the energy. So somehow, society has recently taken carbs and made them bad. Like, for some reason, they have become quote unquote bad. And honestly, I just don't know where this has come from. And I don't know why they've become feared in society, but I do know one thing. As a runner, you do need a very healthy amount of carbs. It is so important if you want to be able to run well, or even just run at all, because carbs are your first source of energy and you need them. All right. So, like I said, that is the very basics of the science. Very, very basic. And if you want to really, really dive into the science, it is really interesting on how your body uses nutrients in your food to function. But that is seriously a topic for another day. And if you feel that this is something that you're really interested in, I would encourage you to chat with somebody. I would love to chat with you. Let me know. Always here to talk about it. Okay. So we're not fully off of the topic of carbs yet. I want to talk to you a little bit about what carb sources look like. So you're like, okay, great. I know I need to take in carbs, but like, how much carbs do I need to take in and where do they come from? What am I doing here? I got you. Okay. So what do you need to eat as a carb source? So you want to be looking for whole grain sources of rice, pasta, bread, etc. You're also going to be looking at fruits and vegetables, legumes, potatoes, sweet potatoes, oats. Those are all great sources. Honestly, 90% of my carbs come from fruits, vegetables, legumes, sweet potatoes, and oats. I am not a big pasta bread person, personally. Not even a big rice person, but those things do all have their benefits, okay? So choose the source that works best for you, but know that a good rule of thumb is to make carbs about 40 to 55% of your daily calories. And sometimes in the days leading up to big races like ultras or marathons, keep in mind, you may need even more carbs for those days. So let's chat a little bit about carb loading, because that's what I was hinting at. Carb loading, to be clear, is not needed for every race. If you're going to race a 5K, you don't really need a carb load for it. Do you need to eat carbs still? Yes, carbs are still very important, very beneficial. But you do not need to increase your carbs by a crazy, crazy amount for a 5K. And really anything half marathon and up, you will see that there are signs to support and show the benefit of carb loading. So a very, very brief dive into carb loading. When you carb load, you want to increase your carb intake by 10 to 15% to work on maxing out your glycogen stores in your body, since this is your first source of energy for really any activity, but especially running, and you want to have plenty of energy to draw from in those big races. So if this is something that is kind of scary, you're not really sure what to do there, again, please chat with somebody. Please, like, I will be happy to get on a call with you and chat about nutrition. If you're really, like, concerned about this, whatever it is, let us know. So many people here to help. Okay. That is all I've got to say on carbs. Let's dive into protein. So protein is a second macronutrient that we're going to discuss. And it is essential for muscle repair and recovery. And honestly, I think it is pretty underrated for runners. I think a lot of times we really underrate how important it is for recovery because we get so focused on carbs. And, you know, I just went on the whole rant about how good carbs are and how they're needed, but I also want to go on a whole rant right now about how important protein is and how much that is needed. So yes, you do need those glycogen stores from carbohydrates for long and intense runs, but you also need protein to repair muscle damage that is created. So you have muscle damage that's created while working out and running. Protein is something that helps repair that, and it is not something that you're going to be taking in while running because it's not as easily digestible. So instead, you really, really want to focus on adding protein into your diet post-run. You can see, you know, some amounts of protein taking in pre-run, but it may not be quite as digestible and can possibly cause stomach upset just depending on what you take in. Post-run, though, you really want to be thinking a good 2-to-3-to-1 ratio of carbs to protein. Okay, so what are your protein sources? I went on this whole rant about how protein is important, but how do you even get protein in? I think for the most part, a lot of us know, but protein comes from meat sources like chicken and beef and why am I blanking on all the other protein sources? Oh, turkey, you know, all the different meat sources. And then you want to look at eggs, Greek yogurt, fish, tofu, legumes, all of those things. You can also see some protein in oats and hemp hearts and, you know, a lot of other things that are maybe a little bit smaller on the protein scale, but are great little things to add in, okay? After a run, consuming protein within 30 minutes is going to help kickstart that muscle recovery. And overall, throughout the day, you want to be thinking a good target is about 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of your body weight. So that's kind of a good way to know how much protein you need. And sometimes, you know, if you're really aiming to put on a little bit of muscle, you may want to look to add more protein into your diet, whatever it is. But you definitely want to make sure you're getting at least 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight in your diet. All right. Our last macronutrient to discuss are fats. Fats and healthy fats are important. They are so important. And they're another one, for some reason, that they're neglected in today's society, but they do have a lot of benefits. So first off, just so you know, they make up a little bit of a smaller portion of your diet. You want to be thinking about 20 to 30% of your diet is coming from fats. And sources like avocados, nuts, seeds, olive oil, coconut oil, peanut butter, all of those are great healthy sources of fats. These provide essential fatty acids and that can help in prevention and decrease of inflammation. And they also are so important because they help aid in nutrient transportation and absorption. So do not neglect fats in your diet, but do, you know, keep in mind that it's about 20 to 30% of your diet versus 100% of your diet, you know, whatever it is. Keep it in that range and keep it as a part of a healthy diet. Now, it's important to note that we talked about these macronutrients, and we also need to discuss micronutrients. So there are a lot of micronutrients, and I'm not going to go through every single one. Maybe that's something we can talk about on another call, because micronutrients are huge in aiding in health and nutrition as well. So how can you kind of get those micronutrients in while getting your macronutrients in? Well, foods like fruits and vegetables and yogurt and avocados and nuts and seeds and all of those are providing you with those micronutrients such as like iron, potassium, magnesium, and all of those things while also providing those macronutrients. So keep in mind that micronutrient intake is important as well. So if you're getting all of your carbs from processed bread, and then you're getting all of your protein from beef, and then you're getting all of your fat from fried foods, you're probably really going to be lacking in those micronutrients. Okay. Again, could dive a little bit deeper into like specific micronutrients, but I'm going to keep it brief and at that for now. And if you want to dive deeper into it, please be sure to let me know. Okay. Next thing, timing your nutrition. This is honestly the trickiest part. I'm not going to lie. This is something that for most of my running career has been a struggle. It can be really hard to know what is going to settle well and what you can eat that isn't going to make your stomach hurt because you're performing at a really high level. Like, it can be pretty complicated. So let's dive into kind of how it works and what I found that works well. And if you have any questions, you can be sure to let me know. So what you eat is important as when you eat too. So before run, you want to be able to fuel your body properly so that you are able to complete your training and also feel good while doing it. So it's also important to think about your pre-run nutrition as aiding in your post-run recovery. If you are not taking enough in before the run, you're already kind of getting in that debt as far as being able to recover quickly afterwards. And the way to kind of think about that is think of your body like a machine or a car. So to move it, you must provide it with fuel or energy. And that is why pre-run nutrition is so important. Okay, so some ideas of what to eat pre-run. You want to be thinking a small meal or a snack, and you want the small meal or snack to be high in carbohydrates and lower in fat and protein. The reason you want to be lower in fat and protein is because they take a lot longer to digest. So you don't want to be still digesting and trying to get all of that moving while running. That's probably going to lead to some upset, and you just don't want to go there, trust me. Been there and done that and don't want to do it again. But some quick, easy things to think about that are great sources of carbohydrates and will kind of get you fueled and going are things like a banana. Maybe a banana with a little bit of peanut butter. You don't want too much because, again, it might not digest well. Or you could do a slice of toast with jam and something like that. And you want to be thinking to eat this about 30 to 60 minutes before running. If you wake up, you're starving, and you walk out the door and go for a run, probably going to be like extremely starving when you get back. So try to fit it, like, you don't have a lot of time. Try to even think like 15 minutes before taking something in, and hoping that, you know, take it slow at the beginning and, you know, it digests okay. But overall, those foods that I recommended will settle pretty well and hopefully avoid any digestive issues while running and keep you fueled and going and strong. So, the next thing to talk about is fueling during the run. So, for any run that is longer than an hour, it is so important to replenish your energy stores by replenishing your glycogen stores, like we talked about. This will allow you to run longer and more efficiently. So your body only has so many stores of glycogen that it can pull from. When it starts to run out of those, it's going to start taking from all sorts of places, and it's not going to go well for you, and you're going to be lacking a lot of energy. You hear people talk about hitting a wall. A lot of times that's why they're in the wall. They have lost all their energy and they need to replenish it. Okay. So what are some ways to fuel during the run? Sports gels, chews, even a banana, anything that is just quick carb energy. Okay. And you want to aim for about 30 to 60 grams of carbs per hour during longer runs. Now, with 30 to 60 grams of carbs per hour during the longer runs, you can probably start taking that in around 30 to 45 minutes into the run, and you can kind of repeat that. If you're running for an hour, you could take it in again, if you're running for 2 hours, you can take it in again another 45 minutes later, whatever it is. But you don't want to go too long to where then you're back at, you know, being out of those stores again. Overall, I know this is kind of a scary step, and it's one that a lot of runners, especially beginner runners, are really going to avoid at first. But I promise you that depleting your glycogen stores can cause so many detrimental effects on your body that you don't want to mess around with. So play around with the different sports gels and chews and see what works for you. And one side note, do not try anything new on race day. So if you're wanting to try a new gel or chew, please try it during a training run. You do not, and trust me, been there, done it. You do not want to find out that a gel or chew, a new one that you're trying out, does not settle with your stomach well when you're halfway through your race. You would much rather prefer it be when you're halfway through your training run and you can just run home and like use the bathroom or do what you gotta do and then, you know, rest and not be in the middle of a race. So nothing new on race day. That applies to just everything across the board. Like, don't eat new things before the run. Don't eat new things on the run. Like, nothing new on race day. All right. Recovery is critical after a run. So we need to dive into a little bit of post-run nutrition. Being able to bounce back from your run and be ready for the next one, you have to be fully recovered. So how do you do that? Within 30 minutes post-run, you want to be aiming for a small meal or snack that includes protein and carbs. So a quick snack you can be thinking is like chocolate milk, a protein smoothie, or a turkey sandwich, something quick with carbs and protein and good to go. I mean, there's also a lot of easily packable products out there, especially if you're having to drive to a place to run or something like that. You can easily, you know, put it in the car and go. Check those products out, find something that works for you, whatever it is. After the snack, though, you want to aim to be taking in a meal within 2 hours of completing a run. And you want to think high in carbs and protein and getting as many of those little micronutrients in as possible. And you can do that by taking in more fruits and vegetables. All right. That sums up when to eat and kind of how to go about it. Next thing is hydration. So hydration is another super, super important component of nutrition. I mean, we know that dehydration is bad, right? But yet we still lack like fully hydrating all of the time. And I do, like, I want you to know that like dehydration can severely affect not just performance and recovery, but your health. If you're letting yourself get to a point where you are very, very dehydrated, especially if it's hot out, it can be very detrimental. So don't let it be something that you don't focus on. You really do have to prioritize your nutrition and hydration. I know it takes time. I know it's frustrating, but it is so important. And I don't care if you're running for performance or not. It's still important, okay? So how much do you need to hydrate? A good rule of thumb is to drink at least half your body weight in ounces of water a day. For example, if you weigh 150 pounds, I want you to be aiming for around 75 ounces of water each day. Now, that's not always going to be perfect, especially if you're running and it's hot out, you may need more of that. So be prepared to take in more. And if it's hot or you are doing a good amount of sweating, you also need to be replenishing electrolytes. So make sure you're taking those in pre-run, during run, or after run as well. And for runs lasting longer than an hour, you're also going to need to be hydrating on those and possibly considering sports drinks or electrolytes to help replenishing what you're losing. That is so, 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 so vital as well. Okay, that kind of sums up my rant on hydration. It's, you know, it's something that's not quite as complicated. Like, hydrate. That's all you gotta do, drink water. But at the same time, I know so many people who just are not drinking water throughout the day. And it affects you in ways that you probably don't even realize. Like, it will make you feel more tired. It will make you feel more drained on your runs. And you may not even chalk that up to hydration. So start thinking about it. Think about if you're taking enough in. And think about how you can take more in. All right, guys, so before we wrap up, let's bust a few common myths. So this one we already discussed a little bit, but I want to talk about it again because it just makes me so angry sometimes. Okay, myth number one, carbs are bad. Please, guys, I just don't even know where this came from. So many people believe that carbs should be avoided. And this just could not be further from the truth for runners. Carbs are essential for energy, as we discussed earlier. And I don't want to get too sciencey on here, but I do want to briefly break it down so that you can like fully understand just how important carbs are. Basically, your body has this cycle that it is constantly going through to provide energy for literally anything that you do. If you're picking up your pen and putting it down, that provides energy and your body is using carbs to fuel that. So in this cycle, carbs are the primary thing in the form of glycogen that are broken down into energy. Now, also in this cycle, fats and proteins are broken down. I mean, we talked about those being major macronutrients, so we know those are needed, right? And they do have to be broken down in some way. But the process of those two being broken down is so complicated. Like, even when I'm sitting here, like, thinking about the science and, you know, imagining it in my head, I'm like, oh my God, how would I even explain that, like, and put that simply, besides the fact that it is complicated. Like, it takes longer for your body to break fats and proteins down. Carbs are the first source that your body uses. So by neglecting carbs, you are making it harder for your body to provide energy for whatever you were doing. So please, please, please do not avoid carbs. Thank you. Okay, again, this is a simple breakdown, but I did really want to somewhat explain to you just how important carbs are. And again, I just don't know where the fears come from. I think in our society, you know, at least in the US, there are a lot of, you know, bad sources of carbs. Like, I'm not going to lie, like going to McDonald's and having a hamburger, like the sources of carbs from that, you're not getting a lot out of that. Like, that is actually benefiting your body besides it's being broken down into energy. But you're not getting a lot of those micronutrients out of it. So if carbs are something that you're worried about, start thinking about the more natural side of carbs, right? What are those carbs that you can take in that are going to also provide you with micronutrients? So some of my favorite sources, sweet potatoes, fruits like apples and bananas, vegetables, like, the list can go on for a long time, and I'm not saying it has to be perfect all the time and that you shouldn't eat bread or anything like that. Like, yes, you can still eat bread. That's fine. I'm just saying, like, if you are fearing carbs, start thinking about all of the macronutrients that carbs provide you. They're so important. Okay. I promise I'm done on my rant on carbs, but I do hope that that was helpful, in that you now understand the carbs are needed. Myth number two, you need supplements. So while some people might benefit from supplements, it is so possible to get all of the nutrients that you need from a balanced diet. So I've been talking about this the entire time. Those micronutrients are typically the things that you would take in a supplement form. But if you focus on whole foods first, like I've said, fruits and vegetables and sweet potatoes and oats and, you know, all of those things, if you focus on those whole foods first, you will likely be getting in enough micronutrients. Crazy, I know. But don't just go around taking supplements, and please do not go around on the internet and take advice from any old person on what supplements you need. I love this day and age where we are able to support products on social media, but please make sure you do your own research and consult with a doctor before starting any new supplement. Because I know sometimes supplements are like, oh, it's natural, it's from the earth, and blah, 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 blah. Like, it sounds so great. But at the same time, too much of some things is not always a good thing. So if you're already getting enough in your diet and you just didn't realize it, and then you start taking a supplement and add more, that could actually be pretty detrimental. So I really do encourage you to take a step back and realize what you need and focus on getting whole foods first in your diet. And then if, you know, you consult with a doctor and they say you're lacking iron or you're lacking vitamin D, then you can maybe discuss about taking a supplement. But really, really focus on the whole foods first. Myth number three, you shouldn't eat before a run. Again, I already read about this one a little bit, but eating a small snack before you run can actually enhance your performance and not hinder it. Running fasted has become this thing in the running world and the workout world. But again, I don't know where it came from. There are very few benefits actually coming out of not fueling before your runs. You are better off providing your body with the fuel that it needs to do the hard work that you're putting it through. So keep that in mind and do your research. Talk to people who have education in this. Like, make wise decisions, okay? Myth number four, and again, I have already mentioned this one. Crazy. Eating excess fat will make you fat. No. Again, our society has had this fear of fat in the diet. And I mean, I understand where some of it's coming from. Our food, you know, especially in the U.S., like, our food has become more fried. Our food has become more lacking of nutrients. That, yeah, you probably fear the fat, but you're fearing the fat of fried foods. I don't really want you fearing the fat of, like, nuts and peanut butter and avocados and olive oil and coconut oil and all those healthy sources that are providing you with so much benefit. Now, again, like, if you're eating too much of it, it could be a problem. Like, you want to know what provides for fat gain? Eating more calories than what you burn. Pretty clear and simple there. Like, there's just no other way to put that. If you burn 1,200 calories a day and you eat 2,000 calories a day, yeah, you might see some fat gain or you might see some weight gain because you were eating more than you're burning. It's just a simple calories in, calories out. And I don't want to go all into the details of that because it's really not that necessary to talk about that in this scenario. But I also wanted to make sure that you knew that, like, fats are okay. Like, eat your fats. Don't be afraid of them. And know that it is an essential macronutrient in your diet. Okay. That is it on my rants on the myths. But I do want you to know there's so much information on the internet and on social media on what you should be doing for nutrition. And so I understand that it is really hard in this day and age to know what is true, to know what to do, and to know how to do it. And the biggest thing I always recommend is keep it simple. When you have all this conflicting info coming at you, take a step back and go back to the basics. You don't need a fancy diet or a supplement to run fast. I promise you that. And if you haven't already noticed, where do I always go back to when I'm referring to all of these things? Science. 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 How does your body do these things, right? Like, how are these nutrients used in your body? That is the simple way to go back to it. Like, go back to your macronutrients, make sure you're getting all three of them, and then focus on adding some, like, whole food micronutrients in, and you're good to go, right? Obviously, some things are more complicated than others, and maybe that's where you need to find somebody to chat about this. So certainly, if you would like to chat with me more about this, please message me on Instagram. Again, my Instagram is runcoachnat. So run and then coachnat. Pretty easy. And I would love to help you out. If you need any help, let me know. That's what it's about. That's what I'm here to do. All right, guys, to wrap this up, proper nutrition is vital for any runner looking to improve their performance and recovery or just looking to be a healthy person. Focus on a balanced diet rich in carbohydrates, proteins, and healthy fats. Remember to time your meals appropriately, stay hydrated, and don't fall for the common nutrition myths. Taking your time to know what works for you is so important. Okay. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Pace Yourself podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe and share, leave a review, share with your fellow runners, whatever you got to do, help us get the word out there. We're just trying to help you guys out. Thank you for taking your time to listen to me. I know I go on a lot of rants, so I appreciate your time. I hope you found all of the nutrition advice helpful and loved all of the little side rants. If you enjoy hearing tips from me and want to hear more, please make sure to follow me on Instagram at RunCoachNat and share this podcast so we can keep reaching and helping more runners like you. Thanks, guys.